So this woman has a classic presentation of Meig syndrome or Meig syndrome, Meig. Okay, I've heard obstetricians pronounce it Meig syndrome, but this is a classic triad of ovarian fibroma. That's our answer here, choice B, ovarian fibroma and ascites and a right-sided hydrothorax. Okay, so right-sided pleural effusion. You can say, what the fuck? Like, why do you specifically get that constellation? Great question. Okay, and why fibroma? Not really sure, but nevertheless, this is something you should just be aware of for the US simile. Just say, okay, this is this triad of right-sided pleural effusion, or just hydrothorax, same thing. Ascites and ovarian fibroma. That is Meig syndrome, Meig syndrome. Choice A, wrong answer, malignant pleural effusion due to metastatic malignancy. Doesn't sound so unreasonable, truthfully, but it's just not our answer here. Many pleural effusions actually are due to malignancy. That can happen for patients. So patient, you don't just randomly go to hospital and say, hey, I have a pleural effusion. It's like, you can have congestive heart failure, have a transudative pleural effusion from the pulmonary edema, and also just yeah, that increase in hydrostatic pressure can lead to that pleural effusion. You can see pleural effusions with aortic dissections. You can get pleural effusions with malignancy. Okay, so choice A, not unheard of, but you need to know Meig syndrome. Choice C, paraneumonic effusion. That's an exudative pleural effusion you get in the setting of a pneumonia. So you have, let's say, strep pneumo, and this escalates into a pleural effusion. We call that paraneumonic effusion, just a fluid collection adjacent where that pneumonia is. And that can actually, a paraneumonic effusion can progress to an empyema, which is frank pus. Okay, so if there's a low pH, generally under 7.1, of the fluid from a paraneumonic effusion, that's a high chance of progression to empyema, which once again is just frank pus in the pleural space. Choice D, pseudomyxoma peritonei, fancy terminology, good distractor here if you're not sure what that is. That is actually mucus accumulation in the pleural, sorry, not in the pleural cavity, in the abdomen, hence peritoneum, peritonei, from a mucinous cyst adenocarcinoma of the ovary. Okay, so not super high yield for step one. It might be something you've heard of before, read about before, and be like, oh yeah, like what's that again? But just a distractor here. So you can get mucus accumulation, can cause peritoneal inflammation slash irritation, and it's classically seen with mucinous cyst adenocarcinoma of the ovary. And then choice E, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis with pulmonary extension, just a distractor. SBP, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, is very high yield for step two, okay? They'll give you three main presentations where you've got someone with ascites, but it'll usually be like cirrhosis, like EG, hemochromatosis, or chronic alcoholism. That'll be one presentation leading to ascites. The second could be someone who's had nephrotic syndrome, okay, and they have ascites, like let's say a kid with minimal change disease. That's on one of the pediatric forms. Or you can just have someone who's had recent peritoneal dialysis for renal failure. And then you get diffuse abdo pain and you get a fever. And that's your classic SBP, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis. A lot we can chat about on these topics, but you should just take home from this question that there's something called Meig syndrome, Meig syndrome. It's ovarian fibroma, pleural effusion on the right side, and ascites. That's it.